hello. Finally, we are here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from a special outside broadcast from the Hutton Orbital Radio Team.
We're here at the Indie Bourbon Blues Cafe as part of the advance party, ready to take custody of the Bourbon. I'm hollering Mike Oxlong.
And I'm smoking Dick Chafing. In keeping with our venue tonight and our epic live musicians, we're sipping Indie Manhattans and puffing on big Chemitra cigars.
In tonight's headlines,
Emperor fires the head of the IBI.
Bourbon Wars begin.
Cecil, still lost in space.
Canon Interstellar plans megaship trip.
Hutton's secret services have confirmed that the Emperor, in a surprise Senate move, has fired the head of her Imperial Bureau of Investigation. Shortly before, the Imperial family was to be investigated for collusion with the Federation on a range of security matters, including who agreed to her accession, who the Treasurer, someone didn't reinstall his mouth. Shortly before, the Imperial family was to be investigated for collusion with the Federation on a range of security matters, including who agreed to her accession to the Imperial throne, whether to build a wall around Hutton Orbital and make Alvin pay for it, and a rumored expansion to Colonia, just in case something bad happens in the galaxy. The Emperor has denied all of this, simply stating that he was doing a bad job. A really bad job. Alvin has held out an olive branch, and the offer of safe passage to the recently fired and exiled spymaster, stating that he'd really quite like a nice chat about all sorts of stuff. In utterly unrelated news, it has been spotted that combat zones in Hutton space are now supported by a fleet of rather Imperial-looking interdictors who are helping whoop the backsides of the Federal Navy's finest. Completely not connected. Nope. No reason at all why Alvin would have netted up with a huge fleet. You know what? That one's not my fault. But there's no reason at all why Alvin would have ended up with a huge fleet of Imperial war machines. Although I have to say, netting up with a huge fleet of Imperial war machines sounds equally as likely.
Following on from the previous report, we can confirm that the long-anticipated battle for control of the galaxy's second finest spirit, Indy Bourbon, has now started. Epsilon Indy, with a population of over 4 billion, potential future Hutton truckers,
yay,
is currently in the hands of local and utterly corrupt federal faction. Boo. Alvin has authorized a campaign of doing lovely things for everyone in Epsilon Indy for the last week, followed by authorizing the use of deadly force on any opposition ships in the area just in case they hadn't got the message. Our long-term allies, the Fourth Right and Right-On forces of Dark Echo, have sallied forth. The team that battled to bring Indy Bourbon back into production so that they could sip at the galaxy-renowned Indy Manhattan. Commander Tigger Swee, the local Hutton representative, sent this short message. My team have put on their war paint. The truckers are flying in wings. The wonderful thing about Indy is the Bourbon's a wonderful thing. We're bouncy, flouncy, trouncy, bouncy, fun, 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 fun. The wonderful thing about Indy is it'll soon be ours to run. Woohoo! We are going to suggest that he has already been at the Bourbon.
For the last week, we have been scouring system reports between the Bubble and Colonia for reports of the whereabouts of the Hutton Colonia convoy team, led by Cecil. As far as we can tell, he has vanished into thin air, along with the entire retro vault, mind wipe, and just about every piece of equipment we needed to build our new base, plus all of Alvin's private fleet of Type 9s. If anyone finds them out there in space, please, 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 be careful not to lose them. Point them towards Colonia and see if you can find out which planet they're heading for, so we can send some truckers to assist.
canon Interstellar, the galaxy's premier biscuit-munching, tinfoil-wearing, cryptic password-solving boffins are rumored this week to be launching a campaign to build their own mega ship for science. Kitted out with all the latest equipment, including teddy bear-shaped cookie cutters, an automatic tinfoil press and cutting machine, various screens that get the beeps, the sweeps, and the creeps, a big dish, and various vacuum tubes filled with lighting for effect, this megaship is intended to be sent into the heart of any mystery. There are rumors that the paint job will include flowers painted on the outside, a giant VW logo on the front, shagpile carpets throughout, a selection of scientifically engineered vacuum-filled bongs complete with gas mask attachments, and a cupboard designed for dispensing Scooby snacks. Victor Biscore of the EDF was quoted in Galactic Broadcast to have said, "If it wasn't for those building kids, I'd have got my own megaship too." I've been horroring Mike Oxlong.
I've been smoking dick, chafing, and, ladies and gentlemen, that was finally the news. We're going live now to our first act this evening, so charge your glasses and get ready. It's time for a little bit of the piratical musical Blades. But thank you for being patient with us and tuning in. We'll be back with the usuals after this amazing act. Do not touch that dial. We will be right back in a little while.